Lord, we want to thank you that we can study the word again today.
主啊，我们要向您献上感恩，我们可以再次来学习神的话。
We're reminded that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
所以我们被提醒说，人不是仅仅只靠面包活着，而是靠着每一个从神口里说出来的话。
So we pray that you will give us food and life from your study of the word this afternoon.
所以呢，我们祷告，求您呢，给我们粮食，给我们生命，在我们今天学习的这些神的话里面。
And we give thanks now in Jesus' name.
我们献上感恩，是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So, the book of Daniel, chapter 4.
今天我们学习但以理书的第四章。
And many of these stories in Daniel are, they're simple or they're complex, but they have two or more meanings. They have the general meaning of the story, and then they have the prophetic meaning, all of which says that it could be very complex.
因为今天我们在但以理书里学到的这些故事呢，有的是非常简单，有的是非常复杂。在这些故事里呢，通常呢，它有两到三个意思。有的意思呢，就是在那个故事里面是非常简单的，但是呢，它的那个寓意却是非常深刻的。所以这样呢，让这些故事听起来呢，特别的复杂。
And so if you have questions as we go through,You please ask them. They will help you. Hopefully, they will help others. They will help me explain it so that you can understand.
因为在我们的讲课的过程中呢，如果你有任何的问题呢，请你马上来提出来。就来这样呢，可以帮助你去理解，也可以帮助其他的人理解，也可以帮助 Harold 来解释。
And I certainly don't.Anticipate that I will know all the answers, but we may be able to help a little.
所以呢，当然呢，我不期望我会给你所有的答案，但是呢，我肯定会给你一些帮助的。
So the story of Daniel chapter 4 is the story, the life story, if you like, of Nebuchadnezzar.
所以呢，这个第但以理书第四章，它是一个故事。如果你愿意的话呢，它是关于尼布甲尼撒人生的故事。
And you'll remember that he had a dream about a great big tree, and he asked what that dream meant, and Daniel told him what it meant.
你也知道呢，就是记得当时呢，尼布甲尼撒做了一个梦，做了一个梦呢，他不知道那个梦是什么意思，梦里梦见了一个大树，但以理呢，告诉了他那个他的梦是什么意思。
And Daniel said to him, Now, remember, Nebuchadnezzar, God is over all, and you're like the big tree, and God says you're going to have to be cut down.And you're going to have to, live like a wild beast for several years until you know that the Most High rules over the kingdoms of man.
因为大以理告诉你们讲尼撒说你知道吗神是统治一切的他主宰一切你就是那个树那个树呢会被砍倒砍倒以后呢你就会像野兽一样生活几年直到你意识到是神在统治一切的时候。
He basically felt that he was such a good man, such a big man, that he was the boss, and God said, no, you've got to learn, you're not the boss, God is the boss.
他基本上认为他是个好人他是个大人物他才是大老板但神说呢你不是你只不过是个人神才是主宰一切的。
And so it happened, and his tree was cut down. He spent the next 7 years almost like a crazy man, He was like a wild beast. He grew feathers. He ate grass, and his nails were like claws that an eagle has.
这一切呢都发生了，尼布甲尼撒呢，他被砍倒了，然后呢，他基本上活得像个疯子，然后呢，他在野地里像个野兽，他的身上呢长出了鹰的羽毛，然后他每天吃草，然后他的那个爪手上呢长出了像那个鸟爪子那样的爪子。
And now we're going to pick it up again at verse 34. To get our context, he says in verse 34, at the end of the time, I, Nebuchadnezzar, raised my eyes toward heaven, and my sanity was restored. Then I praised the Most High. I honored and glorified him who lives forever.
按照第34节，我们要从这里来，就是来把上下文给连起来。第34节说，日子满足我，尼布甲尼撒举目望天，我的聪明复归于我，我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神，他的权柄是永有的，他的国存到万代。
And then he goes on and he praises the Lord. So this is what he says at the end of verse 34 and 35. He says, his dominion is an eternal dominion. His kingdom endures from generation to generation. All the peoples of the earth are regarded as nothing. He does as he pleases with the powers of heaven. And the peoples of the earth, no one can hold back his hand or say to him, what have you done?
然后呢，尼布甲尼撒开始赞美神，就从34节的后半部分，他说我便称颂至高者，赞美尊敬活到永远的神，他的权柄是永有的，他的国存到万代。第35节说，世上所有的居民都算为虚无，在天上的万军和世上的居民中，他都凭自己的旨意行事，无人能拦住他的手，或问他说，你做什么呢？
Now it's interesting that the Lord brought him from his greatness to the level of an insane wild beast. And when it was over, instead of resenting what God did to him, he praised the Lord for what he did to him.
这是非常有趣的。当尼布甲尼撒呢，神把尼布甲尼撒从很高的位置拿下来以后呢，他生活的像个疯子，然后呢，像个野兽。这个时候呢，当他一切恢复以后呢，他并没有继续去抵挡神，而是开始赞美神。
Now, by the grace of God, that's what we expect will happen to us when we go through difficult times.Our prayer is that God will speak to us in the difficult times in such a way that we will praise him for them.
这个呢，借着神的恩典呢，这也是可以应用到我们自己身上的事。就是说呢，我们要祷告在我们人生艰难的时刻，我们祷告就是说神在我们艰难的时刻跟我们讲话，这样呢，当我们一切的困难结束以后呢，我们就会去赞美神。
Remember that God is the God who is so good and so big that he delights to bring good out of that which appears to be bad.
大家也要记住，神是良善的，他也是一个伟大的神，极大的神。所以神呢，他有这样的能力，把你看起来在你人生中不好的事儿，把它变成好事。
Verse 36, he says, at the same time, my sanity was restored. My honor and splendor were returned to me for the glory of my kingdom.My advisors and nobles sought me out, and I was restored to my throne and became even greater than before.
第36节说，那时我的聪明复归于我，为我的国的荣耀、威严和光耀也都复归于我，并且我的谋士和大臣也来朝见我，我又得坚立在国位上，至大的权柄加增于我。
It's amazing It sounds a lot like the story of Job, doesn't it?
这是很神奇的, 就是听起来跟那个约伯的故事有点类似，是不是？
God allowed Job to suffer, and after it was over, he restored to him such greatness that he was twice as great as he had been before.
神呢帮助约伯，约伯在他的一切的困难结束以后呢，神呢给约伯的所有的他以前所拥有的都加倍了。And
the same thing is true now of this man Nebuchadnezzar. He was dethroned. He was subjected to a weakness by the Lord, and after that, he was restored to a greater greatness, and he praised the Lord for it.
这个呢，就是同样的事情也是发生在那个尼布甲尼撒身上，他被从王位上拉下来，然后呢，他就给主做了很多的好的见证，在他那个恢复的一切困难过去以后呢，他开始赞美神。
He says, now I, Nebuchadnezzar, praise and exalt and glorify the King of Heaven because everything he does is right and all his ways are just, and those who walk in pride, he is able to humble.
第37节说，现在我尼布甲尼撒赞美 尊崇恭敬天上的王，因为他所做的全都诚实，他所行的也都公义。那行动骄傲的，他能降为卑。All right,
so that was Nebuchadnezzar's story.
这些呢，就是尼布甲尼撒的故事。And
you remember that he said, this is such an important story that I am going to send that story to everybody in my kingdom.
大家也都记得，他说这是一个非常重要的故事，所以呢，我要把这个故事发到我在我的王国中的每一个人的手里。There
were many in his kingdom, probably many, many millions.
在他的王国里有很多的人口，大概有几百万的人。
I hesitate to estimate, but it's quite probable that he had far more than 100 million people in his kingdom.
因为我就是不想去估计，但是呢，我想大约呢，在他的国王国里应该有1亿人。He
said, I am going to send a letter to every one of them so that they will all know how good God is and what he has done for me.
他说呢，我要写封信，什么信给我在我的王国里的每一个人，是让他们所有的人知道神是美善的，然后他在我身上所做的作为。Now,
what he wrote then is what we in our day would call a testimony.
他所写的呢，在我们今天呢，我们称之为见证。
A testimony is simply someone telling the story of what it was God did for them.
一个见证呢，基本上简单的说呢，就是一个人呢，告诉你一个故事，故事里呢，是关于神在他身上的作为。So
I have often told you the beginning of my testimony.
通常呢，我会给大家讲我的见证的开头。
And I have told you how I was born again.
我已经告诉过你们我是怎样重生的。I've
told you that I knew the truth of the gospel. One night I got out of my bed and I said, Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for dying for me. I believe that you will take my sins away. I need a savior. I need a Lord. I choose to believe you.
因为我已经知道了神的真理。有一天呢，我从床上下来，然后跪着说呢，主啊，我知道您为我而死，然后呢，您饶恕我的罪。 我要需要一个救主，所以呢，我选择让您做我的救主。
Now that is the beginning of my testimony, because you see, that was a long time ago.
这就是他的见证的一个开始，因为你知道这是很久以前的事儿。
And God has done many wonderful and kind things for me down through these years. And I keep telling you stories every now and then about what the Lord has done for me.
所以神呢，在我的人生里行了很多奇妙的事，也很多那个美善的事。所以呢，我一直告诉大家神在我的人生里所做的所有的作为。
So sometimes I ask myself the question, what would you say, Harold, if you were going to tell everybody in Canada what God has done for you? What would you say?
有时候呢，我经常会问我自己这个问题。我说 Harold, 如果你要告诉加拿大的每一个人神在你身上的行为作为，那么你在这封信中你会说什么呢？
And so I would take that beginning of the story and I would add to it many things that happened to me since then.
然后呢，我就会把我刚才告诉你的故事放在开头，然后后面呢，我就会给你讲很多自从那个以后所发生在我身上的事情。
That would be my testimony.
那个就是我的见证。
Now the Apostle Paul says what happened to me was very important.
那个使徒保罗说呢，在他身上发生的事情呢是非常重要的。
And so in the book of Acts, you will find that Paul gives his testimony at least 3 times.
因为在使徒行传里，你就会发现使徒保罗给出他的见证至少3次。
So here's my question.
但这是我的问题。
What are you going to say when you are asked for your testimony? If you had to write down on 2 pages what God did for you,and publish it so everybody in Canada could read it, what would you say?
现在就是说，如果你要被要求做出你自己的见证，你被要求你的见证呢，至少要写2页纸，然后呢，这个2页纸你的见证要发表，让加拿大的每一个人都能读到你的见证，那么你在你的见证里，你会怎么说？
Is that important?
这个很重要吗？
Well, it's important for many reasons. One of the reasons is this, that when you get to heaven, you're going to meet the Apostle Paul.
这个里面呢是非常重要的，因为很多种原因。其中一个原因呢，就是当你去到天堂以后呢，你会碰到使徒保罗。
And so you're going to say to him, thank you, Paul, I enjoyed reading your testimony.
你就跟他说说谢谢保罗，因为我很享受读你的见证。
And then he will say to you, well, thank you, but, you now tell me your testimony.
他说呢，谢谢，谢谢你。现在呢，你呢，把你的见证给我讲一下。
And the same thing when you meet Nebuchadnezzar.He'll say, good to meet you. Tell me what's your testimony?
同样的情况呢，是你在天堂碰到尼布甲尼撒，他也会问你说，你把你的见证给我讲一下呢。
Now, when people ask to be baptized, we often say to them, we'd like you to tell us your testimony, please. Write it down.
因为当一些人呢，他想要受洗的时候，我们通常会跟他说呢，我们要听听你做的见证，你把你的见证给写下来。
Sometimes what they write down is very, very good.
有时候他们写下来的东西呢，是非常非常好的。
Sometimes what they write down shows that they don't really understand things as well as they should understand it.
有时候呢，他们写下来的东西，你看起来呢，他们并不是真的明白他们应该明白的那些事情。
So here's Nebuchadnezzar's testimony, two pages long.
这里的圣经里呢，就是尼布甲尼撒的那个见证，有两页的纸。
I want you to think and pray about your testimony.So that you can tell it wherever you go and tell it many, many times, like Paul, and have it so wonderful that when you get to heaven, Nebuchadnezzar will say, wow, you've got a really good testimony too.
因为我要你祷告然后思考一下思考一下呢把你的见证呢把它写出来然后呢你到了每一个地方呢你都要告诉别人你的见证然后要跟别人讲很多很多的事给很多很多的人当你去到天堂的时候呢尼布甲尼撒看见你的时候他会说哇你的见证也很不错嘞
All right, so that's the story of Nebuchadnezzar.
这个就是尼布甲尼撒的故事。
Now, Nebuchadnezzar had a very strong kingdom.
尼布甲尼撒有一个非常强大的王国。
And he had a pathetically weak family.
但是呢他却有一个非常邪恶的家庭。
Very sad.
非常悲伤。
Many people in history have been strong in power and accomplishment and weak in character.
有很多人呢他们在历史上呢他们有非常大的权力和非常大的成就但是他们的品格呢却是极度的邪恶。
I'm not sure. I think that if you had been in Nebuchadnezzar's family,You might have gone up to him one day and said, Daddy, can you please help me with my homework?
所以呢我认为呢如果你有机会成为尼布甲尼撒的家人有一天呢你会去找尼布甲尼撒你说爸爸求你帮我做一下家庭作业吧。
And he probably would say, no, I've got more important things to do than that.
所以呢他有可能就说呢不。因为我还有比这更重要的事情要做。
All right, so chapter 5 begins with the simple phrase, King Belshazzar gave a great banquet.
这个呢第五章那个但以理书第五章就是有一个很简单的开头因为伯萨萨王摆了一个大宴席。
Who was King Belshazzar?
谁是伯萨萨王呢?
And the text says he was Nebuchadnezzar's son.
这里呢讲的是伯萨萨呢是尼布甲尼撒的儿子。
And many critics of the Bible said, that's not true. We have read the historical records.We've gone through the archaeology. We know who was ruling in the land of, Babylon. And Nebuchadnezzar did not have a son called Belshazzar.
有些人呢他们批判圣经的那些人呢他们说呢其实呢这个是不对的。因为我们通过历史啊通过考古学去研究了研究以后呢发现呢尼布甲尼撒他根本没有一个儿子叫伯沙撒。
So many of the critics of the Bible said, you can't believe the Bible. The Bible doesn't even know who Belshazzar was.
因为有些很挑剔圣经的人说那你不能相信圣经因为甚至连那个伯萨萨是谁都不知道。
And so they basically said, the Bible is all wrong, can't believe the Bible.
基本上他们就是因此说那圣经都是错的，所以你不要相信圣经。
But you know, the archaeologists kept on finding out more information about Nebuchadnezzar's family.
你知道吗？那些考古学家他们继续去挖掘一些关于尼布甲尼撒家人的记录。
So I'm going to tell you part of the history of Nebuchadnezzar's family. It's probably not all completely accurate, and it is certainly not complete.
因为我要去给大家讲一下关于尼布甲尼撒的在历史上的家人的故事呢，其中呢有些地方并不一定非常准确，当然呢也不是极度完全的。
But it goes like this. Nebuchadnezzar had one son and two daughters.
这个是这样的，尼布甲尼撒呢有一个儿子，两个女儿。
And when he died, his son became the king.
当他死了以后呢，他的儿子成了国王。
And not long after that, the husband of one of his daughters said, I think I would rather be king. So he killed his brother-in-law.
这个呢，就是不久以后呢，他的其中一个女儿的丈夫就说呢，我认为我应该成为这个国家的国王，所以呢，他把他的妻子的哥哥给杀了。
I think Nebuchadnezzar would have said to himself, that's not the way it should be. Why should my son-in-law kill my son?
因为我认为那个尼布甲尼撒认为说事情本不应该是这样的，为什么我的女婿把我的儿子杀了呢？
And I'm not sure of all the details, I can't remember them, but I think that that son-in-law died or was killed, and then the other son-in-law became king.
因为我不完全记得这些事情，但是呢，我觉得呢，就是有其中他那个女婿呢就死了或者被杀了，然后呢，另外一个女婿呢又成了国王。And
he was interested in other things, so he decided that he would go away from Babylon for a while, and so he said to his son, whose name was Belshazzar, he said, you look after things here in Babylon, I've got to go somewhere else.
其实呢，他当时呢，他的别的事情呢，非常感兴趣，他不感兴趣做国王，所以他跟他的儿子伯沙撒说呢，我要出去离开巴比伦一段时间，所以呢，你就做巴比伦的国王吧。Does
that sound like a pretty pathetic family to you?
对你来说是一个非常好的家庭吗？
Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm the greatest, I'm the king of gold. I made that great image on the plain of Dura, and I had all the people bow down to it. I'm really good, I'm really great. And he said, don't look at my kids, they're all failures.
那这个尼布甲尼撒说，哦，你看我多伟大，我是那个金像的，我是所有的国家，我统治所有的，我是一个伟大的国王。但是呢，不要去看我的子孙们，他们都是一群失败者。So
what do we know about this king Belshazzar?
关于这个伯沙撒的这个王呢，我们对他有多少了解？
Chapter 5 and verse 1 again.
第5章的第1节。
King Belshazzar gave a great banquet for 1,000 of his nobles and drank wine with them.
也就是说呢，伯沙撒王为他的1,000大臣摆设宴席，与这1,000人对面饮酒。
Nebuchadnezzar built the great city of Babylon.
尼布甲尼撒呢，建立了一个巨大的城市巴比伦。
And Vic and I were talking about that earlier this morning. It was an amazing city.
老王今天早晨呢，跟他聊过这个城市，是一个非常巨大的城市。
The city had a wall around it, and the wall was high.
这个城市呢，有那个城墙围绕着，这个城墙呢，非常的高。
How high was the wall?
那个城墙有多高呢？
If you build a city, how high would you like the wall to be?
如果你要建一座城市，你想把城墙建造多高呢？
You folk are the experts. You tell me, how high is the Great Wall of China?
所以你们大家在这方面都是专家，你们告诉我，中国的长城有多高呢？
Okay, Vic is the chief historian. Vic, how high is the Great Wall of China?
所以呢，老王是这个故事的主角。你告诉我们那个万里长城有多高？你要unmute 小音小静音。
I just guessed maybe 20 meters.
20 meters.
Yes, just guess. I don't know. Actually, I don't know how high. It looks very high. It looks very high.
Let's say 20 meters is 60 feet high.
Yeah. 那王说他猜一下大概是20米高，但是呢，这个如果真的是20米，大概就有60英尺高。
Okay, Vic, how wide is the Wall of China?
对，老王，那个万里长城的宽度是多宽呢？
能跑两辆汽车。
嗯，
能跑两辆汽车，我觉得。
跑两次 ，he said that this can the two cars can drive on the wall.
Two cars, very good. All right. Now, this is what history says, not the Bible, but history says about the wall that Nebuchadnezzar built around the city was 350 feet high.
这个人是历史上讲的，不是圣经说的，说那个这个尼布甲尼撒建造的这个城墙呢，然后有357英尺高。
Is that big?
这个很高吗？
That's very big.
这个非常的高。
Vic says the wall of China is so wide you can drive two cars.
所以呢，老王说呢，中国的那个长城呢很宽，你可以开两辆汽车在上面。
History tells us that the wall of Babylon was so wide you could drive six chariots side by side. Six, not two, six.
所以呢，历史上说呢，这个巴比伦的这个城墙呢，它的宽度呢，你可以就是一个挨一个，一个挨一个的，有六辆战车可以在上面行走，不光是两辆。
Is that big?
这个很大吗？
Okay. So, that's what Nebuchadnezzar did. What did Belshazzar do?
这就是尼布甲尼撒做的事情。那么伯沙撒他做了什么呢？
Belshazzar said, my father made a big country. I'm going to have a big party.
伯沙撒说呢，我的父亲建立了一个巨大的城市，但是呢，我要举行一个巨大的宴会。
What a contrast.
有多么鲜明的对比。
Verse 2. While Belshazzar was drinking his wine, what was the party all about?
这个当第二节说呢，伯沙撒欢饮之间，那么这个宴会是干什么呢？
His party was all about, let's get drunk.
他的聚会宴会的所有的目的就是让我们大家都喝醉。
That's pretty pathetic, isn't it?
这个是非常有意思的，是不是？
So you've got a testimony now that you're going to give to Nebuchadnezzar one day. Are you going to say, Nebuchadnezzar, I read the Bible, and so I decided that what I'm going to do is I'm going to go out and get drunk, and we're going to have a great big party. That's how I'm going to live my life.
这就是你的事情。如果说有一天呢，你碰到尼布甲尼撒， 你在跟你们讲，你再说，你说我以前呢，我读了圣经，读了圣经以后呢，我觉得呢，我决定我要把我自己灌醉，然后我要开一个大的宴会，这是你想跟他说的吗？
And you might say, I used to live like that, but not anymore. By God's grace, He saved me.
你有可能说呢，我曾经是那样的，但是我不再是那样，借着神的恩典呢，神拯救了我。
Verse 2, while Belshazzar was drinking his wine, he gave orders to bring in the gold and silver goblets that Nebuchadnezzar, his father, had taken from the temple in Jerusalem.
然后呢，第二节说呢，伯萨撒欢饮之间，吩咐人将他父尼布甲尼撒从耶路撒冷殿中所掳的金银器皿拿来，王与大臣、皇后、妃嫔好用这器皿饮酒。
So that the king and his nobles, his wives and his concubines might drink from them.
所以呢，他的那个大臣、王后、嫔妃好像这器皿饮酒。
Now I don't understand very much of this, but tell me, does liquor taste better if it comes from a cheap can or a really beautiful gold cup? Does it taste any better?
因为我对这方面呢我不在行，我想呢知道就是说如果说这个酒是装在一个很廉价的杯子里，或者说是装在一个很昂贵的金杯里，是比那个装在廉价杯子好喝一点呢，还是不是呢？
And the answer is of course not.
答案当然是不是的。
Why did he say, I want to drink out of those cups that came from the temple in Jerusalem?
为什么他要说呢？他用那个从那个耶路撒冷的圣殿里来的那些器皿，用那个来顺酒来喝了。
Because he said, I know that there are some people that think there was something special about those cups. Those cups were made for the God of heaven.
他说我认为呢，我知道有些人呢说这些器皿是非常特别的，因为他们用这些器皿呢是为天上的神建造的。
And he says, do you know who I am? I'm Nebuchadnezzar's grandson. I live in this city that is so secure, its walls are 350 feet high.And I'm the boss around here, and I don't care about the God of heaven. As a matter of fact, I want you to know I'm bigger than the God of heaven. Give me that cup.
因为我认为他就说呢，我是一个大人物，我是一个王，我是坐在这个这么一个巨大城市里面的那个王，而且我非常强大，我的保安非常强，所以呢我不关心有没有神，甚至呢他基本上就说呢，我比天上的神还要大。
So they brought in the gold goblets that had been taken from the temple of God in Jerusalem, and the king and his nobles, his wives and his concubines drank from them, and they drank the wine, they praised the gods of gold and silver and bronze and iron and wood and stone.
这个呢，第三节继续说呢，于是他们把耶路撒冷神殿库房中所掠的金器皿拿来，王和大臣、皇后、嫔妃就用这器皿饮酒。第四节说他们饮酒赞美金银铜铁木石所造的神。
And what do you think the God of heaven thought of that?
你认为在天上的神他会怎么去想这个？
Here's this little pipsqueak guy called Belshazzar, and he thinks he's bigger than God.
这里有一个非常的渺小矮小的一个人叫伯萨撒，他认为他比神大。
Now I want you to think back to Daniel chapter 3 and the story of those three men who would not bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's image.
因为我要大家回想一下在但以理书第三章的那三个人，他们呢不愿意来服拜尼布甲尼撒所造的雕像。
And you remember what Nebuchadnezzar said after those men had gone through the fiery furnace, came out the other side, not a hair of their head was burned, none of their clothing was singed, and you couldn't even smell the fire on them.
因为当时他们从那个火窑里出来，你不讲你咋说的什么呢？因为当时他们几个人从那个火窑里出来，他们身上的衣服甚至一根毫毛都没烧着，甚至你在他身上都闻不到火烧过的气味。
Now what did Nebuchadnezzar say after that all happened?
所以呢，在那些所有的事情发生以后，你不假尼撒说了什么？
Chapter 3 and verse 29 of Daniel. Let's read it together.
现在我们，但以理书第三章第二十九节，我们一起来读一下。Nebuchadnezzar
the king said, therefore, I decree that the people of any nation, language, who say anything against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego be cut into pieces, and their houses be turned into piles of rubble. For no other God can save in this way.
第二节就说呢，现在我下令，无论何民何国何种语言的人亵渎撒德拉米撒亚文尼哥之神的，必被碎尸万段。
When Belshazzar's man and he took those golden vessels from the temple of God, were they saying, we are greater than the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
所以那些人呢，他们把神的圣殿里的那些器皿拿来喝酒的时候，他们有没有说他们比这个沙德拉米撒、亚伯尼哥的神大呢？
Of course, that's exactly what they were saying.
当然呢，这就恰恰是他们说的话。Belshazzar's
grandfather said, if anybody says anything against that God, what we will do, we'll cut him into pieces, and his houses will be turned into piles of rubble.
所以伯沙撒的祖父是怎么说的呢？他说呢，如果任何人去亵渎沙拉拉米撒亚伯尼哥的神，必被碎尸万段，他的房屋必成粪堆。
Did Belshazzar fear the God of heaven?
那个伯沙撒他敬畏在天上的神吗？
No. Did he respect the God of heaven?
没有。他尊敬在天上的神吗？
And the answer is no.
答案是也没有。Did
he respect his own grandfather?
他尊敬他自己的爷爷吗？
And the answer is no.
答案也是没有。
Who built that kingdom?
谁建立的这个王国呢?
God and Nebuchadnezzar.
神和尼布甲尼撒。
Who played in that kingdom?
谁在那个王国里掌权呢?
Belshazzar.
谁在那个王国里玩呢? 是伯沙撒。
If Belshazzar were your little grandson, what would you do?
如果伯沙撒是你的一个小孙子，你会怎么做？
You'd give him a spanking, that's what you'd do.
你会打他的屁股，这就是你应该做的。
What do you think's going to happen to Belshazzar?
那么在伯沙撒身上，你认为会发生什么呢？
Well, this is what's going to happen. He'll be cut into pieces, and his house will be turned into piles of rubble.
这就是在他身上要发生的事情。 他会被碎尸万段，他的房子要变成粪堆。
Belshazzar says, I don't care about God. I don't care about Grandpa. All I want is to get drunker and have a great big party.
所以伯沙撒说呢，我不关心有没有水，我也不关心我的祖父，我所有我要做的事情就是我要喝醉，我要有一个巨大的宴会。
verse 6.
第六节。
Chapter 5 and verse 6.
第五。
It's actually verse 5, sorry.
Yeah, 第五章的第五节，实际上。
Suddenly, the fingers of a human hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall near the lampstand in the royal palace. The king watched the hand as it wrote. His face turned pale, and he was so frightened that his knees knocked together and his legs gave way.
第五节说，当时护有人的指头显出，在王宫与灯台相对的粉墙上写字。王看着写字的指头，第六节说，就变了脸，心意惊惶，腰骨好像脱节，双膝彼此相碰。
Do you think he was scared?
你认为他害怕吗？
He said that not very many people have had an experience like this. A hand, not an arm, not a leg, not a body, just the fingers of a hand.
所以并不是说有人，大多数人都有这样的经历。这里只有一个手上的一个指头，他没有胳膊。也没有身子，也没有腿，所以只是一个手的指头。
And they wrote on the plaster of the wall.
他们呢，实际上在那个粉墙上呢写字。
So what color ink do you think he used?
你认为那个他写字是什么颜色？
Frankly, I don't think.That he used ink.
坦率地说，我认为他并不使用墨水。
I think he wrote in the plaster.
我认为他用那个手指，用那个粉色的写。
And I think as he wrote, the plaster fell off the wall and down onto the floor, and written in the plaster of the wall.Was the writing.
因为我认为他就是在那个墙上呢，用那个手指呢，像这样写，他写出来的东西直接是写到那个粉墙上。
Why do you think I think that?
你为什么你认为我会那样想？
Did the finger of God ever write anywhere else?
神的那个手只写过其他的字吗？
When the finger of God wrote,On the tables of stone that Moses had with him in the mountain, what color ink did he use?
所以呢，当神在那个西奈山上，在那个石板上给摩西写十诫的时候，你认为他用什么样的墨水写的呢？
He didn't write on the stone. He carved the.Finger, it's carved the letters in the stone.
所以神并没有在石板上写，而是用那个在石板里面雕刻出那样的字。
You'll remember the Lord Jesus once stooped down and wrote on the ground.
你们大家也记得有一次呢，主耶稣基督弯下腰在地上写字。
What color ink do you think he used?
你认为他用什么样的墨水写呢？
No, he wrote in the dust of the ground, didn't he?
他就在那个地上的灰尘里写，是不是？
And the same fingers of his hand wrote that day on the plaster of Belshazzar's palace, or if you like, on the sham of Belshazzar's life.And he wrote those words down.
因为这是同样的是神的手，他在那个当时呢，你不讲的伯萨萨的宫殿的墙上用手指写字，其实呢写下了那个伯萨萨他一生的耻辱。
Verse 7, and the king called out for the enchanters, astrologers, and diviners.To be brought and said to these wise men of Babylon, whoever reads this writing and tells me what it means will be clothed in purple and have a gold chain placed around his neck, and he will be made the third highest ruler in the kingdom.
第七节说呢，大神吩咐将用法术的和加勒底人并关照的你进来的巴比伦的哲士说，能谁能读这文字，把讲解告诉我，他必身穿紫袍，项带金链，在我国中位列第三。
So why did he call the enchanters, astrologers, and diviners? Why did he call them?
为什么他要招这些人呢？就像这些用法术的加勒底人，还观照的人哲士来呢？
Doesn't he have any memory about Babylonian history?
他能够记得他们在巴比伦王国上的历史吗？
Doesn't he remember that his grandfather had a dream?And his grandfather couldn't interpret the dream, and all the other astrologers and enchanters and diviners, they couldn't help him at all. Didn't he understand that?
他记得那样一个他的父祖父有做了一个梦，做了一个梦呢，然后那个国中呢所有的人呢，就是说包括那些术中法术的加勒底人观照的和哲士都不能解他的梦。他记得他们巴比伦王国上这些历史吗？
And then the next time Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, he dreamt that there was this great big treeDaniel chapter 4. He dreamt about it. He didn't know what it meant. So he called those guys again. They said, can you tell me what this dream means? And they all said, duh, no, we can't.
所以呢，你记得那是第二次呢，你不讲就算了，又做了一个梦，做了一个梦呢，他说那个梦中呢，他是一个大树，然后又把那些人都招来说，你能告诉我这个梦是什么意思吗？他们所有人都说 do, 我们不懂。
So why did he call them again?
为什么他还要找他们来了？
There's only two reasons I can think of.
这里只有两个原因，我能够想到的。
One is because he didn't remember, because he didn't care. He didn't care about the God of heaven.
其中一个原因呢，是他不记得，那是因为他根本就不关心，他根本就不关心在天上的神。
And the other reason is,that he just couldn't remember, because you see, he'd never gone out of his way to remember anything about God. I'm not even sure that he spent any time with his grandfather.
所以呢，其中另外一个原因就是他不记得，那就是说呢，他从来没有在这个方式里去进，就是与神交流这个方式里去记得这些事情。我也不认为他和他的祖父在一起待过。
Remember, Belshazzar didn't come from a happy family.
大家要记得那个伯沙沙是从一个不幸的家庭里出来。
And in many respects, that was Nebuchadnezzar's fault.
所以呢，从很多原因来讲呢，那是尼布甲尼撒的错。
And the other thing is that he was just a spoiled brat.And he didn't bother paying attention about anything other than, I'm Belshazzar.
所以呢，他其实呢，另外一个是他是一个被惯坏的一个人，被宠坏的。然后呢，他其实根本别的事情他根本就不在乎，他只在乎他自己。你看，我是伯沙撒。
There's a whole lot of pathos in these stories.
所以呢，在这个里面呢，有很多的东西。
It's interesting though, he says to him, I'm going to give you some scarlet clothing, and I'm going to give a gold chain around your neck, and you get to be the third ruler in the kingdom.
这里非常有趣的呢，是他是这么说的，他说呢，我会让他呢身穿紫袍，项带金链，我要让你成为我们王国的掌权的第三大。
Why didn't he say to him, you get to be the second ruler in the kingdom? I'm the top, you're the second.
为什么他不说我把你位那国中第二呢？因为他是在第一的，那么你是第二，他为什么不这么说？
And the answer is because he wasn't the top. His father was the top. And he was second. And Daniel the whoever interprets the dream gets to be third. Top, my daddy. Second, me. And third will be the man who interprets this dream.
因为呢答案就是说他本来他就不是国中第一的。国中第一的是他的祖父，他是国中第二。那么任何一个人如果能够解他的梦的，就是国中第三的。
Remember now, the Bible is precisely accurate in everything it says.
大家要记住，就是在圣经里呢，每一个他写的事情都是非常精准的。
And the old historian said, there's no record of Belshazzar in history.
所以呢，他们有些人说呢，就是说，在历史上根本就没有一个叫伯沙撒的人。
Because Belshazzar never was the head of the Babylonian Empire. He never got to any position other than second in charge.
因为呢他伯沙撒从来没有在国中位列第一，他一直呢当他在国中永远是第二。
So verse 8.
第八节。
Then all the king's wise men came in. But they could not read the writing or tell the king what it meant. So King Belshazzar became even more terrified and his face grew more pale. His nobles were baffled.
这个呢第八节第九节说，于是王的一切哲士都进来，却不能读那文字，也不能把讲解告诉王。第九节说，伯沙撒王就甚惊惶，脸色改变，他的大臣也都惊奇。
So, verse 10 says, the queen, hearing the voices of the king and his nobles, came into the banquet hall. O king, live forever, she said. Don't be alarmed. Don't look so pale.
第十节说呢，太后或者说皇后，因王和他的大臣所说的话就进入寝宫，说愿王万岁。你的心意不要惊慌，脸色也不要变色。
So, who is this queen?
谁是这个王后？
And we're not really sure. Probably, the queen was Belshazzar's mother.
所以我们不知道的细节，但是有可能呢，这个王后呢，就是伯沙撒的妈妈。
Why wasn't she invited to the banquet?
为什么他没有被邀请加入他们的宴会呢？
I presume she wasn't invited to the banquet because what was going on at the banquet was so bad that Belshazzar would be ashamed to have his mother there.
所以呢，我认为呢，他没有被邀请呢，是因为这个宴会是如此的坏，所以呢，如果他的妈妈在这里呢，伯沙撒呢会感到羞愧。
We don't know for sure, but I think that's what the case is.
我们不准确的知道是什么，但是呢，我认为有可能就是那种情况。
When she came in, she gave him the respect that was due the king. Not the respect that was due her son, not the respect that was due his behavior, but he was still the king and she respected him as the king in spite of his bad behavior.
因为这个呢，当那个王后进来的时候呢，她尊重他，尊重他并不是因为他是他的儿子，也不是因为他在那里所作所为，他尊重他呢，是因为他是那个国家的王。他因为呢，在这个时候，不管他的行为有多坏，他仍然是国家的王，所以他尊重他。
And so in verse number 11, she says, there is a man in your kingdom who has the spirit of the holy gods in him. In the time of your father, he was found to have insight and intelligence and wisdom like that of the gods. King Nebuchadnezzar, your father, the king, I say, appointed him chief of the magicians, enchanters, astrologers, and diviners.
这个呢，第十一节说呢，在你国中有一人，他里头有圣神的灵，你父在世的日子，这人心中光明，又有聪明智慧，好像神的智慧。你父尼布甲尼撒王就是王的父，立他为术士，用法术的和加勒底人并关照的领袖。
So why didn't the king, sorry, why didn't Daniel come in when all the other wise men, enchanters, diviners came in? Why, if he was the chief of them, why didn't he come in with them?
因为这个现在的问题就是为什么但以理呢，他当时呢并没有和这些就是术士啊用法术的加勒底人关照的人在一起呢，因为他是他们的领袖，为什么他不和当时没有和他们在一起呢？
And I presume that the only reason he wasn't part of them is that he had been demoted or given early retirement long before this.
我认为呢，当时呢，他不在这里呢，是因为当时呢，但以理呢，他不在位，或者说他已经退休了，所以呢，在这个事情发生的很久之前都已经退休了。
They said, Daniel, we don't need you around here. We know how to run things. You get out of here, Daniel. You might have been able to help my grandfather, but we don't want you around here, Daniel.
他们呢就说，但以理啊，我们不需要你，你不需要在这里，我们所有的人呢都可以很好的来管理这个国家，你有可能会帮助我的祖父管理国家，但是呢我不需要你，我这里呢不需要你，但以理。
I heard two stories in the last few weeks. I'll tell you them both.
所以呢，在那前面几个星期呢，我听到了两个故事，我把这两个故事再讲给大家听。
One was the story of a good man who was working for a long time faithfully for a company.
其中一个故事呢，是一个很好的人，他很忠实的为一个公司工作了很久。
And a new manager came in and fired him.
所以呢，新的那个管理层来了以后呢，就炒了他的鱿鱼。
Ultimately replaced him with three or four other people who couldn't do his job because it was too big for all the new ones. They fired him.
然后呢，他们找了那三个人呢代替他，因为这个他的工作呢是如此的巨大，他们一个人做不了，所以他们找了三个人来代替他。
And the other is the story of another friend. And she had a good job and they transferred her to somewhere else.
另外一个故事呢也是一个好人，因为他也一个很好的工作，但是呢那公司呢把他呢调到另外一个地方去了。
And they replaced her with three or four other people and they were so incompetent that her boss actually quit.Because she couldn't handle the way they had treated that woman who they transferred.
这个呢其实呢他们呢就是也找了三四个人呢代替他的位置。代替位置甚至那个他的那个人的上司呢都辞职了，因为他不能容忍这个公司对待这个他的这个朋友的这样的一个态度。
Who was the best man in the kingdom?
谁是在王国里最好的人呢？
Daniel.
但以理。
What was his job?
那么他的工作是什么呢？
Nothing.
怎么的工作也没有。
That's the way it was then. Remember, that's the way it is today. Keep trusting the Lord. That's all you need.
这就是当时发生的事情，也是当今世界上发生的事情。所以呢，你所有需要的就是要信主。
Now let's just jump ahead. Daniel was not only the best man in this kingdom who didn't have a job, but he became the best man in the next kingdom, and he did have the second most senior job in the kingdom, and all his men around him decided they didn't want him, so they put him in the den of lions, and God took him out again.
这里呢，我们稍微往前跳一点。 因为戴戴因里呢，他在这个王国里呢，他是没有工作给他做的。那么说呢，在另外一个王国里呢，他是在国中第二位的，第二位的人呢，但是呢，他们因为嫉妒他，他们把他呢扔到了狮子坑里去了。但是神呢，却把他从狮子坑里救出来。
We often sing it, don't we? My hope is in the Lord, who gave himself for me.
通常呢会唱这首赞美诗，我的盼望是在主里，因为他为我而死。
Would you like to have your hope anywhere else?
你想在其他的地方有任何的盼望吗？
There is no hope anywhere else.
因为在任何地方呢，你根本就没有任何的盼望。
So, verse number 12 says, this man Daniel, whom the king called Belteshazzar, was found to have a clear mind, and knowledge of understanding, and also the ability to interpret dreams, explain riddles, and solve difficult problems. Call for Daniel, and he will tell you what that writing means. Good wisdom, Mrs. Queen.
这个第十二节呢说，在哪里都有美好的灵性，又有知识、聪明、能源、梦事、谜语、解疑惑。这人名叫但以理，尼布甲尼撒王又称他为伯提撒撒。现在可以召他来，他必解明这意思。所以呢，这个王后啊，你有很好的智慧。
So Daniel was brought before the king, and the king said to him.Are you Daniel, one of the exiles my father, the king, brought from Judah? I have heard that the spirit of the gods is in you, and that you have insight, intelligent, and outstanding wisdom.
第十三节、第十四节说，但以理被领到王前，王问但以理说，你是被掳之犹太人、犹大人中的但以理吗？就是我父王从犹大掳来的吗？我听说你里头有神的灵，心中光明，又有聪明和美好的智慧。
And you think he said, and Daniel, we just want you to know that we've been drinking from the gods of goblets of your God. We've just been using them. Oh, here's one right here now, Daniel. Look at what we've done with your God. Is that what he said?
所以你认为当时呢，那个伯撒撒跟但以理说，你知道吗？我们把你服侍的那个神的那个殿中的那些器皿呢，金器皿都拿来，我们在这里拿这个秤酒，我们都拿喝醉的。你认为他跟但以理说这样的话了吗
？Or do you think he maybe took the goblet that he'd been drinking from and put it under the table so that Daniel wouldn't see it?
你认为他是不是把他那个从那个圣殿里拿来的金器皿呢藏到那个桌子底下，这样但以理进来以后呢看不见他用但以理的神的那个圣殿的器皿喝酒呢
Then verse 14, he goes on speaking to Daniel and says, I have heard that the spirit of the gods is in you, and that you have insight, intelligence, understanding, wisdom,The wise men and the enchanters were brought before me to read this writing and tell me what it means, but they could not explain it.
第十四节呢，那个伯撒撒就开始跟但以理说话。那我听说你里头有神的灵，心中光明，有聪明和美好的智慧。现在执事和用法术的都领到我面前，我叫他们读这文字，把讲解告诉我。无奈他们都不能把讲解说出来。
Now he says, I've heard that you are able to give interpretations and to solve difficult problems. If you can read this writing and tell it what it means, you will be clothed in purple and have gold chain placed around your neck, and you will be made the third highest ruler in the kingdom.
第十六节的记者说，我听说你善于讲解，能解疑惑。现在你若能读这文字，把讲解告诉我，就必身穿紫袍，项戴金链，在我国中位列第三。
So what do you think Daniel thought?
你认为但以理是怎么想的？
Daniel probably said in his heart, I've been watching this man for years.I knew a day like this would come. This man does not care about God. All he cares about is let's have another party.
因为你说呢，我观察这个人已经很久了，他根本就不在乎神，他所以我知道这一切一定会发生，因为呢，他根本就不在乎神，他所有他想要的就是每天欢宴。
Verse 17, then Daniel answered the king, you may keep your gifts for yourself and give your rewards to someone else. Nevertheless, I will read the writing for the king and tell him what it means.
第17节说，但以你在王面前回答说，你的赠品可以归你自己，你的赏赐可以归给别人。我却要为王读这文字，讲解告诉王。
Was Daniel a humble man?
但以你是个谦卑的人吗？
Was Daniel a gracious man?
他是一个很有恩典的人。
I think another man would have said to King Nebuchadnezzar, forget it, I'm out of here.
因为呢，我认为其他的人会跟他说，伯沙撒，你别管那些了，我走了。But
Daniel was bold enough to say, I don't want your gifts.
但是丹尼里呢，他很大胆地说，我不想要你的礼物。
You take your gifts, give them to somebody else. I don't want them, but I will tell you the message from God.
你们的礼物赠品呢，给其他的人，但是呢，我要告诉你真相。All
right, now, the writing on the wall has been on the wall for a long time. When we get to verse 25, we're going to get the writing on the wall. But Daniel starts in verse 18 and he gives his introduction to the king.
第18节呢，其实那个墙上写的字其实已经写了很久了。我们要到第25节呢，才能读到在墙上写的字。从第18节开始呢，但以你呢要给他做一个介绍，做一个说明。
Remember now, God's plan is to give you the right answer, and he will give you the right answer.
大家也要记住，神的计划呢，是给你正确的答案，他一定会给你正确的答案。But
sometimes he's got things he's got to tell you first.
但是呢，在给你答案之前呢，他先要告诉你一些东西。And
if God had a few things to say to Nebuchadnezzar before he told him what the writing meant, he'll probably say to you sometime, you've asked a question, I will answer it, but right now I've got something else to tell you first. You be patient with God.
如果神呢要告诉伯沙撒在墙上写的字的是什么意思之前呢，要跟他讲一些别的事情，让他明白一些事情的时候呢，在你的人生中，你问神要答案的时候呢，神也会是这样，他会说呢，我先想让你知道一些其他的事情，让你明白一些其他的事情，然后才告诉你答案。And
so he starts immediately to tell the king about God.
所以呢，他才开始呢，直接告诉他关于天上的神。When
you're asked a question, don't spend a long time getting to the point. You tell them about God.
所以呢，当你给被别人问问题的时候呢，不要的过了很久才能找到那个点，你直接就告诉他关于我们的神。So
verse 18, O King, rather. The Most High God gave your father Nebuchadnezzar sovereignty, greatness, glory, and splendor.
第18节说，王啊，至高的神曾将王国、威严、荣耀、尊荣赐予你的父尼布甲尼撒。I
don't think that Belshazzar even believed it then. All along he said, it came because my grandfather was a great, smart man, powerful man. I don't think he acknowledged that God was behind it, in spite of the fact that it took 7 years for God to impress that fact upon Nebuchadnezzar.
真的，我不认为那个伯沙撒他真的知道这一切。他认为呢，他是说不认为 他的祖父的王国那一切都是神在后面。他认为呢，他的祖父是一个很聪明的人，是一个很伟大的人，这一切都是他祖父做的。尽管呢，神用了七年的时间让尼布甲尼撒呢明白这一点。
Verse 19, he says, because of the high position God gave him, all the peoples and nations and men of every language dreaded and feared him. Those the king wanted to put to death, he put to death. Those he wanted to spare, he spared. Those he wanted to promote, he promoted. And those he wanted to humble, he humbled. Your grandfather was a powerful man.
第十九节说呢，因神所赐他的威严，各民各国各语言的人都在他面前战惊恐惧，他可以随意杀生，随意升降。所以呢，你的祖父是一个真的权力很大的人。
Verse 20, but when his heart became arrogant and hardened with pride, under his breath he might have said almost like you, Belshazzar.
也就是也说呢，当他心高气傲，您呢也刚愎。这个呢，就是其实带你说呢，你这个时候跟你的祖父一样的不杀生。
He was deposed from his royal throne and stripped of his glory.
因为他被革去王位，夺去荣耀。
God gave it all to him, and then he took it all away from him.
所以神呢赐给呢尼布甲尼撒一切，然后又夺去了尼布甲尼撒一切。
He was driven away from people and given the mind of an animal.
因为他被赶出离开世人，他的心变如兽心。
He lived with the wild donkeys and ate grass like cattle.
因为呢他与野驴同居。吃草如牛。
His body was drenched with the dew of heaven.
他身披天怒滴湿。
Until he acknowledged that the Most High God is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and sets over them anyone he wishes.
因为直到等到他知道至高的神在人的国中掌权，凭自己的旨意立人治国。
Okay, verse 22 now, very important.
第22节非常重要。
He says, but you his son, O Belshazzar, have not humbled yourself, though you knew all this.
第二就是伯沙撒，你是他的孙子，你虽知道这一切，你心仍不自卑。
That's the truth that is important for most people in the world today.
这就是其实在当今世界大多数人身上的真相。
Like Belshazzar, they know it all, and they refuse to humble themselves.
就像伯沙撒一样，他们知道一切，但是他们却拒绝降卑自己。
Now, a lot of people like to say, you know, I don't believe God because he never spoke to me directly.
有些人说呢，我不相信神，因为神从来没有直接跟我说过话。
Daniel said, God didn't speak to you directly, Belshazzar. He spoke to your grandfather, and you are responsible.For everything he taught your grandfather.
那但你说呢，神没有直接跟你说过话，但是他跟你的祖父说过话，所以他跟你祖父说过的一切话呢，在你身上呢，你都要是有责任的。
And we've already pointed out, Belshazzar didn't care what his grandfather said. His grandfather said, if you don't honor the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego,will chop you in pieces, and your house will be torn down.
因为他根本就不在乎他的祖父，因为呢，他的祖父说呢，如果你不尊重那个伯沙沙沙还有尼哥尼伯尼的神呢，我会把你碎尸万段，然后把你的房屋变成粪堆。
We haven't got there yet, but some of you read ahead And you know that that very condemnation of Nebuchadnezzar was fulfilled in the life of Belshazzar within 24 hours of this particular story.
因为我们还没读到这里，你们有些预习过的人呢，你们知道，实际上呢，尼布甲尼撒对他的这个宣判，实际上在接下来的24小时之内就会在那个伯沙撒身上实行。
He said verse 23, instead. There's all kinds of people who live life and they do things instead of God's way. Don't ever do anything instead of God's way.
所以呢，这就是所有的人呢，他们行事的方式，他们行所有的事呢，都不照着神的方式去行。所以呢，永远不要不照着神的方式去做事。
Instead, you have set yourself up against the Lord of heaven. You had the goblets from his temple brought to you. And you and your nobles, your wives and your concubines drank wine from them. You praised the gods of silver and of gold, of bronze, of wood and stone, which cannot see nor hear nor understand. But you did not honor the God who holds in his hand your life and your breath and all your ways.
第二三节说：“进，进向天上的主自高，使人将他殿中的器皿拿到你面前，你和大臣、皇后、嫔妃用这器皿饮酒。你又赞美那不能看、不能听、无知无识、金银铜铁木石所造的神，却没有将荣耀归于那手中有你气息管理你一切行动的神。”
How did Daniel know what was going on at the party?
但你怎么知道在那些宴会里发生的事情?
How did he know that they brought the golden and the silver vessels from the temple in Jerusalem? How did he know they brought them in?
他怎么知道他们在耶路撒冷圣殿里面拿的那些器皿拿来去饮酒呢?
And I guess there's a couple of ways he could have found out. One is that some of the people who were there could have bragged to him. Told him, how about a wonderful feast it was. They've even brought the vessels from Jerusalem into this particular party. This is no simple party, Daniel. This is a big deal party.
我认为呢，有几种方式呢，他可以知道这个真相。因为其中呢，有一个参加，可能有一个参加那个宴会的人呢，就向丹尼里吹嘘，吹牛说，你看看我们这个宴会多高级。 我们把那个从耶路撒冷那个圣殿里拿了那个金器皿来顺酒喝，你看我们这个宴会是多高级、多大的一个宴会呀！It
could be that Belshazzar bragged about it, maybe even advertised that that's what he was going to do.
也有可能就是说呢，伯沙撒呢，他也自己吹牛吹就这个，然后呢，也有可能他在做广告的时候呢就说了。 我们要用那个圣殿的金器皿喝酒。You
remember that the great sin of our day, as it's been the sin all down through history, is that men glory in their shame.
因为你也知道呢，这个呢，实际上呢，我们今天的很多事情呢，都是从历史上流传下，流传到今天，他们以耻为荣。
And there are all kinds of sins in society that 10 and 20 and 30 years ago were so bad nobody would mention them.
实际上呢，这有一些伟大的那些强大的国家，在很早之前，到直到今天，甚至没有人想起他提到过他们。
And now we have parades. We call them pride parades. And all they do is brag about their sin.
所以呢，这个呢，我们现在有一个游行，这个游行叫做骄傲的游行。所以他们在那个骄傲的游行里，所有要做的呢，就是吹嘘他们的罪。What
we do know is this. Daniel said to Belshazzar, I've got bad news for you, Belshazzar, and this is the reason for the bad news. You knew it all and you would not humble yourself. And the God in whose hand your breath is, you have not glorified. You're in deep trouble, Belshazzar.
所以我认为其实呢带引领他过来跟那个伯沙沙说呢我一个坏消息告诉你你知道神所做的一切但是你却不谦卑自己然后呢你知道你神是在你身上所行的一切但是你却不把荣耀归于神现在伯沙沙你有大麻烦了
Verse 24, therefore, he sent the hand that wrote this inscription.
第二世纪说, 因此从神那里显出指头来写这文字。
So he spent all this time saying, Belshazzar, there's a writing on the wall there. I want to tell you why it's there.
所以这前面所讲的一切呢都是戴因里跟伯沙沙说呢在那个墙上写着有字那么我要告诉你为什么这个墙上有字
So instead of telling him what it means, he starts out by telling him why it was there.
他并没有直接就告诉他是什么意思但是呢他就告诉他为什么那个墙上有这样的字
So the question is, what does it say and what does it mean?
问题是那个上面写的是什么,是什么意思?
And the answer is next week.
答案是下个星期我们再讲。
Okay, our time is gone.
我们时间也到了。
Best part.
请听下回分解。
All right, next week, by the will of God, we'll look at these very serious words that were written on the wall.
所以下个星期呢，借着神的恩典呢，我们来讲这些非常严肃的文字，它是写在那个墙上的。Let's
pray.
我们来祷告。Lord,
we marvel at these stories.
这主啊，我们为这些故事感到非常的惊奇。The
fact is that nobody can write stories like you do.
事实上呢，是没有一个人能像您这样写这样的故事。
And we get excited reading it in spite of the fact that we've read it, many of us, so many times.
所以呢,我们非常激动地读这样的故事。其实事实上呢,我们中间很多人呢,已经读了很多次。Lord,
we pray that we will learn from these stories.
主啊,我们祷告,我们会从这些故事里学到东西。Would
you please make us like Daniel and not like Belshazzar?
请您把我们变成像但以理那样，而不是像伯沙撒那样。And
Lord, we pray that you'll keep working on our story, on our testimony, so that in the days to come, we'll have a good story to tell too.
最主要我们也求您呢，在我们的故事里，在我们的见证里做工，然后呢，在那个将来的时刻呢，我们可以也可以告诉别人我们的故事，我们的见证。
And so we give thanks now and pray for your blessing in Jesus' name.
我们现在献上感恩，祈求您的赐福。我们是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, thank you. Looks like I've been frozen.